So you're going to see that the horizon is out there. You're going to see the cowling of the airplane. And in just a second, you're going to see the runway. Okay. And then let's let this play and see what I mean by the fact that the point is stationary in the windscreen and it's about halfway between the horizon and you just keep it there. And if you do that, that's going to help you with the stabilized approach on a 3-degree glide path. So here it goes. Let's just let it play for a little bit. He puts some annotations on there, but you don't need to worry about it. Do you see the distance between here? And this is okay, it's a little more, but that's the distance we want. There's a particular, that's about a 3-degree glide path. And he's aimed right there. That's where this pilot is aimed at. Let's let it go a little farther. So we're using elevator to keep this point fixed in the windscreen. And at this angle, this is what we want. He's showing you about how number of fingers it is. That's about right. But the idea is no matter how close you get to the runway until you obscure the horizon, that distance remains the same. The distance between the horizon and you, the relationship, the portions are the same. Now it's a little slightly low there. Do you see it's getting a little bit low? Okay, now improving a bit. Yeah, and then you'll see that where we're aimed is where we're going.